Mr. President, we wish to commend the distinguished delegation of South Sudan for the presentation of their report's countries to the second cycle of UPR. The report is a clear reflection of the immense challenge South Sudan is faced with. In fact, it was unfortunate that South Sudan relapsed into a civil strife at a time the country was still in the process of consolidating state institutions and preparing to embark on a development process which would lead to the improvement of enjoyment of human rights by the South Sudanese people. Notwithstanding these challenges, South Sudan should be praised for having been able to implement quite a number of recommendations from the previous cycle of UPR, with a focus on the ratification of some human rights instruments, especially the CAT. We appeal to the international community to extend its full support to South Sudan as it seeks to heal the wounds, consolidate peace, and the national reconciliation, apart from providing the country with capacity building and technical assistance, which South Sudan have resourced in the present UPR exercise. We thank you.